This sermon is based off the gospel reading from Matthew. In that gospel lesson, Jesus begins with a warning. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. No less than five times in this gospel reading does Jesus specifically mention doing things just to be seen by others. Now, that's one of the pitfalls surrounding good works. You do them not for the glory of God, but just to draw attention to yourself. Instead, our Lord says, when you do things like prayer and almsgiving and fasting, do them in secret, because your heavenly Father sees you, and that's what matters. God sees your faith, and he sees your piety. There is no need to go flaunt it before others just to draw attention to yourself. And this is hard. This is hard for sinners who like themselves just a little too much. This is hard for the sinner who likes not only to be the center of attention, but also above his or her neighbor. The world in which we live in doesn't quite see things the way God does. To the world now, status, rank, prestige carry a lot of weight. What you do, what you have accomplished, your contributions to society, all of this factors into determining your worth in a society consumed by image and ego. The world has its own way of determining what is and is not righteous, and it does not always conform with the word and will of God. And to be sure, we sinners are never far behind that desire to construct our own meaning of righteousness before God. We have Luther. We have the pure doctrine. We have the Book of Concord. Surely we must be a little more righteous in God's eyes than, say, a church who elects a pope. Surely we must be just a little more righteous because we worship with the historic liturgy. No need for rock bands and lapel mics. I wear a clerical all the time, but not every Lutheran pastor does. What sinners they are. Climbing upon a perch to elevate yourselves above others, and even in the eyes of God, friends, that is not what we have been commanded to do. Even when living in a world obsessed with prestige, rank, and status, it is certainly not what Jesus is calling us to do in this gospel lesson. Our gaze, our heart, and our mind, Christian, are to be focused on one thing all the time, and that is our Lord and our God. God has no tolerance for idolatry. And if you are busy focusing on elevating yourself, building your own self up, if you are working to accumulate earthly treasures, friend, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time because hear once again what our Lord Jesus tells us. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The question is not, what does the world think of me? The question we should always ask is, what does God think of me? What does God see inside of my heart? Does he see a heart filled with faith, enlivened by the Holy Spirit? Or does he see a heart filled with sin, steeped in idolatry? Who we are before God are sinners in need of his mercy. And as a reminder of this, ashes have been placed on our forehead. Now, you might feel a little dirty, maybe a little grimy, embarrassed that such a mark is on your skin, and now you're ready for a wash. But these ashes, they are a reminder to all of us. From dust we have come, to dust we shall return. In other words, death, Christian, is inescapable. The wages of sin are death, and that is a wage that every person pays. There will come a time in this life when your body will gasp for air one last time. And as fire burns even the hardest wood into a smoldering pile of ashes, we too deserve nothing less in the holy, fiery presence of our God. Let us be reminded, nothing from us, from our flesh, is capable of quenching godly wrath. And because of our sin, we will taste death. To dust we have come, and to dust we shall return, and no vocation, no job, no worldly prestige, fame, and fortune can save us out of the hands of a holy God who is a consuming fire, who can save us, and who has done so, is our Lord Jesus Christ. Ash Wednesday is a fitting way to bring us into the Lenten season. And Lent is a season of reflection, a season of meditation on the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and the salvation that he gives. Lent is a time of purification. It's a time of self-examination and repentance as we look forward to celebrating the passion of Jesus Christ. Now, obviously, there are many ways people remind and prepare themselves during this penitential season. For example, you might take the extra step of subjecting your body to some sort of rigorous discipline. You might want to ramp up your daily devotional life, maybe read some more scripture, or begin singing a hymn or two every day. Or you might be one of those people who likes to fast every year, putting away that decadent snack or drink in order to practice fending off cravings of the flesh as you contemplate the suffering and pain Jesus underwent on a cross for you. Disciplining the flesh is not a bad thing. Even St. Paul, the great apostle, right? He says this to the Corinthians, quote, "I discipline my body and keep it under control." The sinner and all of us rages and desires. The flesh is like a vortex, wanting and craving anything over and above God, may it be person, money, food. Depriving the flesh and exercising self-control to keep the body in check, especially during the somber season of Lent, is a good practice to do. But mind you, we do not do those things to garner attention for ourselves or elevate ourselves in the eyes of God. We do them to keep our sinful bodies in check. And yet, all of us in here, all of us know just how hard that really is. We know how hard it is to curb sin, and that even our best disciplinarian efforts cannot fully tame the sinner in us all. In the confession we made at the opening of service, we said these words, quote, "When we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves." That's true, isn't it? Do an honest examination of your heart, and in it you will find sin and you will find death. And that is exactly why we need purification. That is exactly why daily we need to repent and return to our God. That is why we have a Savior that we look forward to, not only this Lenten season, but every season in the church year. If you're facing aging and you feel as if the world is or maybe already has passed you by, it's okay. It doesn't matter for the Christian. If you're young and you're worrying about who you're going to marry, what job you're going to have, what degree you're going to get, all those worldly things, relax. That stuff goes away. Jobs do not last forever. Marriages do not last forever. People die. Spouses become widows and widowers. What's really important, Christian, are not those earthly treasures that you get here and now that pass away with time. What is important are those heavenly treasures that you have in Christ. eternal life, basking in eternity in the presence of God, yours by faith in Jesus. Those things count. Those things are what Jesus tells us to set our hearts and our minds on. You do not need the attention of others. You do not need to work for the attention of a world that is passing away before our eyes. You do not need to sweat for the accolades of mortal man. You want attention? You want a reward? Friends, you have it. You have God's attention. God has always been attentive to his creation. He has always seen the sins of his people, and it is because God is attentive to the needs of his people. It is because God loves you so much, he willingly sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to go to that cross on Good Friday and to pour out his blood, friends, to give you a reward that the world can never give and not even death can take away. Don't practice your righteousness in the eyes of others. Rather, do something much, much better. Receive God's righteousness in Christ, yours by faith. The divine creator, he gives you attention because you live in Christ. And that is what Lent is about, repenting and living as a sinner, forgiving for the sake of Jesus. Lent is about looking at the suffering of our Lord and all that we have. Sins washed away, eternal life secured, heavenly treasures that will not go away, and they are yours by faith, all earned for you in the suffering and death of Jesus. So when your works fail, and they will, when your bodily discipline falls short, and it will, when the world shuns you because you radiate with the gospel, know this, you possess something that the world cannot give, and again, death cannot take away. In Christ, this Lenten season, remember that as God's forgiven children, you have his righteousness and the reward of eternal life, so that when our bodies breathe their last, God gives life. Though we die, we live. We live because of Jesus. We live because Jesus has defeated sin, even death, and his resurrection is our resurrection. This Lenten season, let's reflect upon this. As I prayed in the gradual before going into the gospel reading, let us pray for God to keep our hearts and our minds fixated upon the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ, in whom we have his righteousness, by whom we have life eternal to look forward to. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.